Dalam Beis, about 7 lines into the Gemara. But my Kemeflagi, so we have this Chalkis of Tzin, Reb Eliezer, and the Chachamim, whether the actual gap in itself is also Aser. So Reb Eliezer is Darish Ribuye Umiuti, Rabbanan Darish Kali Uprati. Please don't say the Brachos out loud.
Thank you.
Darish Ribuye Meuti. See, Darshan's the drasha is a Ribuye Meuti. So the pasuk says, "Miyayin b'sheicher yazir," and then it has a whole list of things: yayin and sheicher, chametz yayin, etc. So those are all pratim. Then in the next pasuk it says, "Mikol asher yaseh megefen yayin," is a klal. And then mechatzanim ba'adzog lo yechel is a prat, so it's a prat, klal prat, or it's a miut, ribui miut. So Reb Elazar darshins the Torah as using the rules of ribui and miut. So we go like this: miayin b'sheker is yazir is a miut. That's very specific things. Only these things. Mikol asher yaseh megefen yayin is ribu. It's coming to be marba. Miyat v'riba, riba hakol. Okay, so when you have a miyat and then a ribui, so the rule is to marba everything. Then there's a miyat afterwards. My miyat, miyat shibishta. So it's coming to be miyat. Just the vine itself, but the leaves and the shoots are included. Rabbanan darshi klali uprati. They darshan the Torah is klal and prat. So miyayin v'shecher yazir is a prat. Mikol asher yaseh megefen yayin is a klal. Mechatzanim batzog is a chazer uparat. So it's a prat uklal uprat. Yet the don elke ena prat. Now if you say the Rishmol's paragraph, this example is not given in Rishmol's paragraph. You have prat uklal, klal uprat. And klal uprat to klal, right? This is the fourth option, which is prat klal prat. But what the more is telling me over here is that a prat klal prat and a klal prat klal are darshan the same way. Prat. So as opposed to the approach of ribi and miyat, we say klal prat or klal. It's coming to be marba more. But they have to be similar to the prat. That's why the prat is there, to give us examples. So, but you're marba not just one thing, but or you're not marba everything. You're marba ke'ena prat. If you hold ribui miyat ribui, if you hold ribui, you're marba everything. And the miyat is one thing, as opposed to a prat and a klal. The prat part is giving you a type, and you're only marba things similar to it. Ribui means you marba everything, and a miyat, each miyat will only take out one specific example of that. A prat uklal allows you to be many things, because everything has to be similar to the prat. So if you want to argue over here, we have potentially three things to be mamayat. We have the vine itself, we have the leaves, and we have the lulavim. So, according to Reb Eliezer, you need a miyat for each one of those. According to the Rabbanan, through the process of klal prat uklal, you can just think, you create a general consensus of what the example the Torah gave, and anything which is not like that is out. So all the examples the Torah gave were things which are edible. So anything which is not edible, whether it's leaves, lulavim, vines, etc., would not be included. I don't need a specific meat in each one.
But just in general, isn't there an idea of, like, to be very off base? And I think I am, just in case. That once you give examples of three or more, isn't that automatically making a meat? Because it's the list is all inclusive? Whereas, like, I know in other cases, and this, again, I'm sorry if I'm confusing two different thoughts here. But normally when it gives two examples, it's saying, okay, these are two similar type things and you can learn out many, you know, klal prat. Prat or klal, excuse me. But in this case, where it gives off more than two examples, no.
I'm not aware of such a rule. Okay. No, I'm not aware of it. Now, so now let's just explain this cloud, how they end up being the same thing. So actually, the more in Lamed Hey and Beis is going to point out, we're going to see a lot more of this as we go through the sugya. The more is going to point out that they're not exactly the same. The logic behind the example of Rishol's example is cloud of prat and prat of cloud. So before that, there's two examples. There's something called a prat klau and a klau prat. When you have a prat klau, so the Brisa doesn't tell us what the halacha is, but the halacha is by a case of prat klau, the klau coming second is marba everything. And the prat, we have to explain why the prat is there, etc. So the klau becomes the primary one because it's second. An example of klau prat is the opposite, because the prat is second. So it's, you said the general statement, and then you say this. Okay, okay, just that. So why does it say cloud? We have to explain that. So when the Torah writes from going from cloud to prat, makes a general statement, then it says, okay, specifically one thing, we get the message, that's it. So why does it say the cloud? Good question, we have to explain that. When it writes prat cloud, so the cloud being second, expands that prat to everything, and again, it's a question. So, why did it say the prat? We have to explain that. A cloud protocol is a combination of both. There's a cloud of prat in it, and there's a prat of cloud in it. We have a situation where the prat is second, we have a situation where the cloud is second. So, we say, okay, due to the fact that the prat is second, it can't be the cloud is all inclusive. When you have a prat klal, that's the halacha. Klal is remember everything. Klal includes everything. And the prat, we explain away some other way. All right, the klal is second, so that's it. But over here, it's not just a prat klal. There's a point where the prat, there's a klal, and then there's a prat. So the klal can't be remember everything. It can't be all inclusive. On the other hand, the prat being second, we say it's only the prat, nothing else. That's not true either, because there's also a prat klal, which is marba. So you say, okay, it's coming to be marba, but only some things which are comparable to the prat. So the lomus behind a klal prat klal is because it contains a prat klal and a klal prat. So a prat klal prat does the same thing. So that's why the Mor says the rules of how you darshan a prat, and a klal prat klal is exactly the same. It's a combination of a prat and a klal, and a klal and a prat. So a combination allows you to say what you do is you darshan kain a prat. The more later on we'll say there's actually a little bit of a difference between the two, but okay, but that's the general rule. Okay, so what's Ke'ena Prat? Similar to the Prat. Ma'a Prat Mefurish, all the examples of the Prat are pre, Upsalus pre, either the pre or some part of the discards of the pre itself. So Af Kol pre, Upsalus pre. Okay, so it's either the pre or the Psalus of the pre. So, but therefore, the vine itself, whether it's the vine, whether it's the leaves, whether it's the shoots, are not included because they're not ke'en aprat. They're not similar to the prat. So now the Mora says, "Ima haprat mafurish pre gomer." If you look at the prat itself, the example of the prat is a pre gomer. Okay, supposed to let's say, for example, the very very young grape, which is not really edible yet. That's one suggestion that what they were coming to exclude. The Mora says, well, if that's true, so we have a problem. It's af kol pregomer, just something with a pregomer. So Marta, im kein ma'aniach l'chol kosev b'mashmo shloi omroi. So the Torah made a fairly exhaustive list over here. Let's go through the list. Anobin lachem eveshim, grapes, whether they're fresh or whether they're dried, raisins, hoksivi, that's written. Yayim mechametz, wine or vinegar, hoksivi, it's also written. So what are we left with that we need to be marba? The Torah is writing klal klal to be marba something. So if you're going to say that boiser, which is the very young unripe grapes, are not which the Torah refers to them as not as grapes but as boiser. So if you're not going to be marba that, because that's not pre-gomers, then what is the Torah being marba with the klal prat? So therefore, we have a choice between making the Ke'ena Prat pre Upsolus pre. That's a much more valid option than saying pre Gomer, because that would leave you with nothing to be marb. Okay. Okay. Now, Zak the Gemara. We Akrish has Sefedel the Rabbis called Dover. Now we end up being Marba everything. From the Torah wrote a Prat, then it wrote a Klal. So Matam Aloymar Michatzini Bad Zog. So we're marba everything. So what? Why do we need this prat of mechasinim hadzog afterwards? Where it says, "Lerman chol kol malkum shatam moitz a prat uklal." So this is actually going to be a place where the Torah is explicitly clarifying how to darshan a prat klal. So instead of saying a prat klal, that the items have to be marba are similar to the prat, and the klal is being marba not right. The prat klal is being marba everything. That which I say that it has to be similar to the prat is only because it's a prat klal prat, not because but a prat klal by itself would be marba much more. You just have prat klal, which we have over here, all these examples, and then the Torah says, "Mikol shayesa megefer ayin." Itaro shal moshka v'lodon ke'ena prats. We would not darshan just ke'ena prats. Al nas klal moisiv al prats, and we'd say rather the klal is being moisiv everything on the, over the prat. Yiver lo kosev kederach shapar lachab benosim. Unless the Torah says afterwards a prat. To tell me that's not true, but a prat klal by itself would be marba everything, and therefore
what by itself?
A prat klal by itself we'd be marba everything, and we would be marba the leaves and the shoots. The reason why we're not doing that is only because it's a prat klal prat. So this basically gives us an insight into how we would darshan prat klal. As opposed to how we darshan prat klal prat klal prat. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so the Braisa said before, or the Gemara said before, really, not the Braisa. Not prat mefurish pre upsalus pre. So the examples of the Torah gave are either pre or upsalus pre. Af kol pre upsalus pre. So the what you're being marba things which either pre or upsalus pre. Therefore, excluding the leaves and the shoots. Okay, now let's go through that. Pre is envy. So the pre, obviously, is referring to the grapes. So psellus pre mahi, when you say psellus pre, what do you have in mind? So you have in mind the chaymetz. What we're saying over here, the psellus of the pre is referring to is the chaymetz, the vinegar. Okay. Now, af kol pre, so then you're saying we're being marbik ke'ena prat. right? We're b'mimar about other things as well. So what is that? That's guriki. That's boiser. That's the another name for boiser. The grapes, which are very immature, and they're not ready to be eaten. That's also being nirba in this. That's the afkal. That's the afkal pre. We said afkal pre ubasolus pre. So we marbet kaina prat, another type of a fruit and another type of solus pre. What's that? So afkal the solus pre mahi. So what's that? So Amar Rav Kahana la asuye invi dichrin. There's a gears on the side. The gears on the gears of Sionim of dach dum. Dichodum dach dum.
To the skin.
So Tosha says it means that they become wormy.
Wormy.
Okay.
Wormy grapes.
Okay.
How does shy
little worms, tiny worms.
Okay. Okay, and there's a more of a Messiah that refers to that as the word dichrin is not very clear what it means, but there's a kakrum, daktum, the kodum, that seems to be the name of, that's the name of the worm that attacks it. So obviously you can't eat the worms, but if you would then okay now Mechasinim ve'ad zog. So what's the ve'ad zog? You're saying from this until this. So the phrase itself indicates something in the middle. Mechasinim ve'ad zog. From here to here is usher. So what's in the middle? What exactly is it between the here and the there? Amar Ravina lasuye debein habeinayim. So the the rush says it means that you have sometimes very you have a cluster of grapes, you have these very very small grapes which, because they're amongst all the other grapes, they don't ripen, so they're not boister in the sense that they're immature, but they never get the sun. So they remain inedible. So that's what being that's what bad zog is being marbu. You know what? That's. Okay, that's right. Let's see the rush. So holding the rush at the top of the page. The Gemara says the Yotzim in the Geffen is Usur, but the Geffen itself, the anything of the vine itself is Mutter. Geffen Atzim Lo, it's not included. Kegon Olim and Lulavim, according to Tanakama, the Olim and Lulavim are not Usur. But Rabbi Yezer says, not like that. Because the army law, some are medayik that the mission is not like Rabbi Eliezer from the next phrase. It says, "Enachai v'shechem mino anavim kazayis udashem mino anavim," but not from the Geffen. In anavim, mino anavim in min a Geffen loy. So we're the more is saying that the diak can either be from the phrase of the Mishnah, "V'hayoytze min a Geffen." So I guess the phrase is over here. The Mishnah stress is called Yotze Min HaGefen, from the Geffen, not the Geffen itself. Would have been sufficient. Why do you have to say Min HaNovim Kazayis? So we're stressing from the Novim as opposed to the from the Geffen. So the second version of the Gemara feels that the proof against Rabbi Yezer is from that phrase. Why not the first phrase? What's wrong with the first phrase? Okay. the Rosh. But you can the racial and mashmalay, this shot in the Gemara doesn't feel that you can infer the inference from the Rosh is not acceptable. The Olam Bulabim Bukhlal Yotzim and Agefen, you know. The phrase min hagefen, the gefen itself is referring to the vine. So the olim and olavim are things which come out of the gefen. So the phrase min hagefen doesn't exclude the olim and olavim, but the phrase min ha'anavim does exclude that. Where do you see that the olim and olavim are referred to as that which comes out of the gefen, as opposed to the gefen itself? The sieve uba gefen gimel srigim, shloshos srigim. So, on the gefen there were these growths. So you see, the growths are considered something on the gefen, not the gefen itself. Okay, miyad meshech miyad. Now, zok the rush malvagav the shinin perakama, that the phrase miyayin is from wine, which means not that whenever you have that phrase of the mem, which means there's a group, and you're taking some of that group mi from it. Miyayin means that there's yayin. There's other types of wine which are mutter. What's that? Yayin mitzvah. I'm sorry, miyayin lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin arishus the sheker. Mesheker the gzeres shava the melef amikdash. The more it has other usages from the phrase of I'm sorry, the drush over there is just simply the fact that Torah wrote it, right? Because it seems included in all other phrases anyway. So the Torah wrote it for these drushes. So how can we say that Rav Eliezer is darshing a miyut and a ribuy when we're using the miyut for other things? So the answer is tuva miyut iksivi miyain v'shecher yazir chametz yain v'chametz shecher lo yishtem v'anovim lachim v'meshim lo yochel. We have plenty of miyutim there to give us a case of a miyut and a ribuy. Because she'yesu yagefen yain is riba. So miyat riba kol riba kol mili or miyat shibeshta. Shibeshta is the zmaris, is the actual vine itself. Srigim mitargam, the phrase srigim, the targum translates that as shibeshta. Mechazim adzog now me shibeshta. Okay, fine. Now, so the Rosh says the Gemara seems to ignore, according to Eliezer, it says it's a case of a miyut and a riba, it's a riba kol, and the one miyut is to exclude one thing. What happened to Chazim Ratzog? Chazim Ratzog, the Mukilokur, Rosa Ben Azariah, which the Gemara is going to say later on, that we have another usage for Michatzin Ratzog. Af kol pri himself is pri. The Kabbalah Mefarshim Moros can explain what those are. Imat b'pat b'forish pri gomer pirish. The Gemara who the Mefarish also didn't call klal uprat klal uprat klal prat. Amar Rabbeinu Kana prat. The Gemara is going to go through why we darshan the way we darshan it. In other words, the general approach of the understanding klal prat klal etc. Machish is one of the rabbis called Davar Shu Keina Prat. Everything which Keina Prat, so Matarbala Mechatzim Ratzog, Mi Prat Uklal Nami Mar Never Keina Prat. The Gemara is actually asking, what's the difference between a Prat Klal and a Prat Klal Prat? So you remember everything. So just write a Prat Klal. The Gemara says, no, that would be Marbe even the Gefen itself. Behind Nami Pirush Shu the Chol Klal Prat. So the Rosh is again explaining that this is not a question. Once you know how Prat Klal Prat works, this question doesn't make any sense. The answer is that this discussion is actually discussing the general rule of how Prat Klal works. So supreme ahi gurki. That's what's the pre boiser. Compare called Shaw. Have you shy for the barte begurki to ola? So they. the discussion over there was, is Orla Usser Shaloi Kedarka, using it in, a, not in an abnormal fashion. Orla is Usser Bechil, Orla is Usser Bahanoah. So the fruits in the first 2 years are Usser Bahanoah. But what about using it Shaloi Kedarka? That's the discussion over there. So he took, the Gemara says that Ravina, I think, took the guriki, which is the boiser, which is the unripe, the immature grapes, made some type of a salve out of it, and he would use it as a cream for his daughter. So indicating that even though Orla is Aser Bahanoa, but it's only Aser Bahanoa Kedarka in a normal fashion, and that wasn't a normal usage of it, so therefore that's mutter. But you see the phrase guriki is referring to the boiser.
After a while would it become Kedarka? I mean, if you got to use it like that for a while.
If people would start using that, yeah. Envy is kikrum. Sheslia became wormy. Bena benayim, pirsh ben otam, anovim kintanim, shoimdim ben agdolim. So the small grapes, which are amongst the large grapes, bena brim lachila, they're not edible. The fish enam royim pneachamo, bena misbashlim, because the larger grapes block the sun and they don't ripen. Okay. So the Mor now quotes this whole phrase. It's about a 6-line quote. Amar Amar Iman Aprat Meforish Pregomer Av Kol Pregomer. Maybe should only the can of prat should require that should be a pregomer to exclude, like we just said, the or the boiser. So if so, can Mahiniya Kakasa Bimashmo Shloy Omer? What else is there that the Torah did not say? Anovim Lachem Beishim Hoksivi Yain Bechemitz Hoksivi Hayenalech Olodin Koloshen Akron Koloshen Mishim. Then the Bryce continued, or the discussion continued, and said, "Miakar Shesafena L'Rabbis Kol Dover Matabalor Mechatsinim Batzog Larmen L'Chol Kumbachem Shatam Moisa Prat Uklau Yitzurish Alamoishka L'Bildona Keina Prat." If it was just a Prat Klau, you wouldn't say that you only are marbe things which are like the Prat. El Nasa Kol Moisa Will a Prat. It would be marbe everything. Therefore, it's only Keena Prat because it was a Prat Klau Prat. If it had just been a Prat Klau, you'd be marbed everything. Like it says, Benozer, Mechasini Madzo. So that's the quote. So Morris says, okay. So it comes out that the reason why we don't darshan it as a Prat Klau is only because we have Mechasini Madzo to tell me a Prat to that you need Keina Prat. Kedemarakasha, Rebbe Yosef Ben Azariah, the Kamukim Lahai Mechasini Madzo, which we had in the Mishnah, he darshans, the Torah is writing over here, amounts that you have to eat. It has to be chatzanim plural and zog singular. So it comes out pratam in ole. So where he doesn't have a prat to use the darshan as part of the prat klal prat, because the prat which is written afterwards is not there to come and to limit the klal. There is where we're saying that if you just had prat klal, the fact that the klal was second would be marbe everything. So the Torah wrote these extra things afterwards to slow down, not everything. That's the purpose of writing this phrase. According to him, it's not. The purpose of writing this phrase is teaching a halacha of the shear, how much you have to eat. So it's not available darshan as there to be some type of minimizer on the klal. So he doesn't have a prat klal prat. So Morris says, you're right. So look, Rabbi Yezer, the darsh miyat riba. So in economy, according to him, we'll have to darshan like Rabbi Yezer, that which darshan the miyat riba. And in economy, according to him, the leaves and the shoots would be usher. Okay. All right. We could also say that Rabbi Ben Azariah. Now, so Rosh said before, if you ask Rabbi Eliezer what he does with that last phrase, he'll say like Rabbi Ben Azariah. So Rabbi Eliezer definitely learns like Rabbi Ben Azariah. The question is, does Rabbi Ben Azariah learn like Rabbi Eliezer? Right? That's not automatic. So maybe we will not go with the Rabbanan. So what was the question? That the Prat is not available to act as a damper on the cloud because I use this Prat for something else. So Rabbi Ben Azariah says I can do both. These are the Kedomer Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. If it's just four of Elazar Ben Azariah's din, Litzavir Achmona Lahaim Echasim Batzog Gabi Prati. The Mai Hilchos Akase Boser Cloud Shema Minol the Midaine Beklal Uprat. Okay, the Torah wrote in Pasuk Gimel, said in the parash of Nozer, right, Kapitel Vav over there, Pasuk Gimel makes a list. It says Yain Sheker, Chaimis Yain, Chaimis Sheker. Then it says Anovim Lachim Eveshim, all Protim. Then it says in Pasuk Dal Mikol Shayes Samigefan Yain, and then it says Mechasin Ratzot afterwards. Why there? Why don't you put it together with everything in Pasuk Gimel? Tell me, Pasuk Gimel, the Yayin and the Sheikher, the Chaimis Yayin, the Chaimis Sheikher, the Noshim Lachim Veishim, and the Chasanim, and the Zog, and then write the Klal afterwards. Right, so why did Torah leave it to you over here? So the fact that it said Mechatsanim Ad Zog tells me Ashir. But the fact that Torah placed it here as opposed to earlier is to tell me that it's coming there also as a dampen the cloud and limit the cloud, but it's not a Prat cloud which is marred by everything, even the leaves and the shoots. No. It's a prat, which you have the darshan kaina prat, and the leaves and the shoots are not kaina prat because all the protim are not from the geffen itself, not from the vine itself, but are the fruits. So Mar says, okay, one second. So you're saying the placement is very significant. So maybe just for that, how does Rabbi Lozman Zayu know the darshan his drasha also? So its purpose is just to act as a prat after the cloud. He can lift the Tarka right. Oshtei chatzanim, oshtei zogim, orchatzim bezog. You need a prat for the purpose of the prat. Anything works, right? So why do we have the mechatzanim bezog? Again, it's a fancy phrase, right? Chatzan. You want to say chatzanim? Well, why mechatzanim bezog? So you have
room to darshan both drushes. Okay, let's leave the rush for tomorrow.